According to a New York Times report, this is the lowest number of reported deaths since the middle of last August, right before the Omicron variant swept across the country. And it appears that, at least for now, the trend could hold steady. The number of new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and intensive care admissions have all plummeted in recent weeks. But there is reason to be cautious. New infections are on the rise in parts of Europe amid the spread of the highly transmissible BA.2 Omicron subvariant, which, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, now accounts for 35% of cases in the U.S. Texas is among a handful of states recording a rise in new cases. Tony Waterman, Texas.